This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Well, guys, we always say do something nice for somebody. You never know. Change your day, the week, the month, the year. It's simply cool to care. Stay kind. Stay safe. Stay groovy. We booed Joe. She's been booed.
Yep.
She's been booed because my buddy, him and his daughters, they booed my front door, which, by the way, I didn't know was a trend. You put a bunch of stuff in a bag that maybe that person would like candy, or I got little shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe, when she gets here this morning, she'll be booed on
nice.
Her front door.
So what do we get? We got a bunch of candy I brought in for you. You had some other stuff in the bag as well.
Yep.
A couple of Diet Cokes.
I didn't get her any of those, but I got, she said she likes chocolate and peanuts.
Okay.
So she's loaded up with good. Anything peanuts and chocolate. So Snickers, peanut nut.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
M&M's,
yep.
Paydays, all that sort of stuff. Baby Ruth.
Good.
And then I went to Nothing Bundt Cake.
Oh, nice.
And I got her a little. So when she takes all the candy out, she's like, oh, hey, here we go. Yeah. So like, day made, hopefully, for her. And I gave her the little note, like, you've been booed by Bob, Dusty, and Mac. Love you, Joe.
Okay, so, that's awesome. Yeah, and then did you sign P.S. get that tree off the roof because it's growing out of the roof right now?
I don't want to do a compliment sandwich.
All right, because you know Joe gets everything done around here. She really is kind of like the mom of the place, right? She takes care of everything, literally everything that nobody wants to do, and does it. And so now that's why I keep saying, Joe, we got this tree that's growing out of the roof when you walk in, so you may need to get somebody up there today and rip that thing out.
Yeah, because she's so... so damn great. She'll just go up there.
She'll go up there and do it herself. I know. We'll be leaving, and Joe will be on the roof today ripping the tree
out. Maybe that's something we can do. We can get the L ladder, and we can put it up there and, you know, use our piece and use it to take it down.
We could definitely do that, yes.
Oh, boy. I mean, we could. I mean, I'll do it. I'll go up there with some shears and, you know, recall that tree.
Yeah, we can definitely do that, yes.
Oh, Dolly, I'm hot today. This game, man. So FS1, watching that yesterday, and I thought they made some good points about why this game is different. And they played the Jim Nance audio that we played yesterday on First Things First. And I thought Nick made a good point. And I'm not here to, you know, glaze or anything like that. But he says that Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, there really isn't a real rivalry. Because Josh Allen doesn't have the clout that Mahomes has. Like, the 13-second game is Josh Allen's best game. Mm-hmm. Is that the best we've ever seen Josh Allen? That 13-second game? Like, that was, to me, that is the best Josh Allen has ever played. That's Mahomes' like, sixth best game. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
What would you say is Mahomes' best game? Total sidetrack. What
Houston Texans, AFC divisional round.
Okay, that's hard to argue that one.
Eagles Super Bowl.
That's hard to argue that one.
Right,
yeah.
And that's the thing here. We're trying to figure out, what's Mahomes' best game? Mm. By God, fellas, we know what Josh Allen's best game is.
Yeah.
And I think the narrative they had on this debate was that, you know, because Jim Nance said yesterday in the audio we played as well, that, you know, they need each other.
Yeah.
Mahomes doesn't need Josh Allen, was where they went. And I think that the sidebar that I take from everything that we said yesterday and what the Nationals say yesterday, and then you put it into perspective, this game is so great because it's the number one quarterback versus the second best quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want to debate that or not, I think the majority of the people in the sports world that follow the NFL would say it's Mahomes and it's Allen.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what's crazy because we talk about this. Allen's best game, to me, in my opinion, maybe I'm wrong and I'm missing something. Maybe it was that Monday night game this year against Baltimore where they came back and he looked good.
Got to be up there.
It's up there. But
does he have the opportunity to do that if Derrick Henry isn't coughing up the ball, too?
Well, that's not.
Yeah.
That's not. We're putting, but
does Patrick Mahomes have the opportunity if Sean McDermott isn't a total idiot and kicks the ball?
No, you take advantage of the situations that you're in.
Yeah. And he did.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at Patrick Mahomes, he has 17 playoff wins. Josh Allen has 7.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen's record in the playoffs is 7-6. I believe Mahomes is 17-4.
Yeah.
So that isn't there. But what this shows you is that that's the number one quarterback in the NFL. And I'm going to sound biased. I don't care. But number one quarterback in the NFL is Patrick Mahomes. This shows you, if you ever want a visualization of how big the gap is between 1 and 2, you're literally getting it listed right here. 17-4 in the playoffs versus 7-6. But they're 1-2.
What is Manning's record in the playoffs versus Tom Brady's record
in
the playoffs? He's
3-2 versus Tom
Brady. No. I mean, like, overall record in the playoffs. Tom Brady's playoff record versus Peyton Manning's playoff record. I wonder if it's something similar where Tom Brady just blows the doors off of Manning when it comes to wins in the postseason.
Right, but against each other, Peyton is 3-2 versus Tom in the playoffs. And, you know, Allen's been to 2 AFC championships in his career. Mahomes has only made it to AFC championship games.
Mm-hmm.
But Josh is the second best quarterback. But that's the gap. Like, that's how, like, when people say it's closer than you think, it's really not. Talent-wise, maybe. Accolade-wise, not even close. And I do agree that this is a rivalry because this is the most pure talent on one field between QB1 and QB1. And I think that's why we're drawn to this matchup. And I think that when you have that sort of talent in the guy that possesses the ball every play, that's why the game can hinder one player or the other. And both guys have a different skill set. And now we're starting to see Mahomes run more this year. We've always seen what Josh Allen can do. So it's, mm-hmm. I think that's where we look at this game. And I think it's more about the two best teams more than it is with the closeness of talent, because really the accolades aren't there between the two.
Yeah, but the talent is, and I don't want to see Josh Allen in a playoff game. I'll just be honest with you. I'll take anybody else on the field right now in the NFL in a playoff game. I don't want to see Josh Allen in a game. And if somebody said, who do you not want to see? That's my answer to that question. And I think at times we do understate what Josh Allen has not accomplished because of the team, you know, that he's been on, where the Chiefs just have been a better overall team and they found ways to get the job done, where the Buffalo Bills did. They didn't lose the 13-second game because of Josh Allen. Now, you could say maybe they should have taken more time off. Come on, it's 13 seconds. Everybody and their brother, except for me, thought Buffalo had won that game at that point in time.
Because their head coach.
Because their head coach and their defense, yeah. But I do think they need each other. I think you need that rival, you know, to kind of keep it fresh, to keep it exciting, to keep you kind of going for something, to keep your eye on the prize. I think this Mahomes looks at this game and sees Josh Allen as a bragging rights game. We know how Patrick is, right? He wants to go out there and beat the best all the time. And that's where I think the Josh Allen rivalry comes in and why they do need each other. Because I do think it's a driver for both of those guys. Mahomes is putting his pants on this week going, all right, I got Josh Allen, man. This is going to be a big game. And his play rises because he knows who he's going against. This is what this team has been really for the better part of this era. Quite frankly, they play to the level of their opponents, right? We saw it in Jacksonville. We saw it last week for the first half against the Washington Redskins. We've seen it against the Tennessee Titans. We've seen it against the Raiders. We've seen it against teams where you're like, Carolina, why are we hanging around with this team? Why aren't we just going out and blowing them out? And so I think when they see games like this, these are the hype games that get you to do a 30-17 win over Detroit, or a 37-20 win over Baltimore, or, you know, even earlier on in the season, you're playing Sunday Night Football in New York, you go and you put your best performance of the year, you know, out there against the Giants. I think these guys need that kind of rivalry to get them kind of focused on how big that game is. And if Josh Allen's not there, this is a middling team right now that nobody's getting excited for. So I think having Josh Allen gets Patrick Mahomes that extra boost that he needs going in this game, knowing it's 1-2 and everybody's going to be watching this one. And Patrick plays better.
He always plays his best against Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's like Bob had mentioned, like, you know, you see the talent on the other side, you raise your game. Like, I'm not going to lie, when we were sitting at Radio Row and I see all these national people around, I'm like, let's just go, let's deliver our best, you know, takes. Yeah. Let's do it the best way we possibly can, because over here is this guy, over here is this guy, over here is, you know, behind us is, you know, Fox, and over here is, you know, ESPN. But, I mean, I think that's a great thing to bring up, because you think about Allen Mahomes, but then you look at, like, what they have both accomplished, mm-hmm. and you're like, okay.
But they bring out the best in each other, man. They really do. And that's like Manning and Brady. They brought out the best of each other all the time.
Yeah, Manning 14-13 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Tom Brady 35-13.
So basically the same ratio, right? Like it is. It's the same ratio of basically wins that Tom Brady has, Patrick Mahomes has, Peyton Manning has, Josh Allen has.
And the big difference is Manning got him. Josh has never gotten Patrick.
Not when it matters.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games all season long. Kicking off a juicy Week 9 matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and those Buffalo Bills, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Chicken fingers, pretzels, and burgers. That's not what we're going to talk about, but that's what this guy represents. It's Ben Maller, and the Landing in Liberty sponsors Ben Maller on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Talk to our guy Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by the Ben Maller Chicken Tenders at the Landing in Liberty. And I'm telling you what, they're doing sales track, and the Bob's Big Pretzel is passing the Maller Chicken Tenders, but the Dusty Burger is really starting to pop at the Landing in Liberty, Ben.
But listen, see, it's kind of like Mahomes jersey sales. The chicken fingers are on the menu. They've been on the menu for a long time. Like, the pretzel's new. The burger, these other options are new options, like you're the new shiny object. But the staying power, the longevity, the Ben Maller chicken fingers, and who doesn't like chicken fingers? Seriously, you need to get some kind of intervention if you don't like chicken fingers. It's the perfect food. You love it as a kid. You love it when you're 50 years old. You love it. It's the delicious, the sauces, the fries, perfect meal. Now, you want to add on the pretzel at the landing? I'm jealous that you got the pretzel, but still not as good as the Ben Maller chicken fingers.
Oh, there you go. All right. Are you jealous of Chiefs and Bills actually having a huge meeting this weekend and the rest of the NFL is going, come on, guys, why is it always you two?
Yeah, I'm interested. I mean, how can you not be interested? But the pattern, and, you know, we as human beings, we love patternicity, Bob and Dusty, is that the Chiefs win in the playoffs and lose in the regular season to Buffalo, right? That's the way it's all, like the last few years, that's the way it's gone. So that means the Bills should win. But I'm looking at the game, I'm like, well, the Bills have won four consecutive games against the Chiefs in the regular season. But they've, it just, everything says the Chiefs should win, right? They're playing better. They're the better team. Their defense is better. The Bills have, they've got issues. They've got issues at, on offense, at the wide receiver position. So I know some guys are coming back, but I look at this and I'm like, well, the, yeah, it's the game of the weekend, and the Chiefs should win. I don't see anything that pops up unless I've missed something that indicates that the things, at least going into the game, based on what has happened, indicates the Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we do this every week, or not every week, but every year, Ben, where we think we know what's going to happen in this game. Like you just mentioned, you know, the Bills receivers are. Keon Coleman, 10 for, you know, 125 now. No one knew who that one cat was. Now they don't know who he is at all that caught the four touchdowns and, like, 200 yards in the 13-second game. I think this is one of those games where, through time, it's been close. But I think now we're at a point in this game, and I gave this some thought last night, and I think now we're at a point where I think this game means more to Sean McDermott than it does to anybody else. Because if he wins, he doesn't win, right? Because if he wins this game, oh, wow, you beat the Chiefs. You got to beat him when it matters. And if he doesn't win, then he's really under fire because then they're really starting to dissipate in the AFC because then the Colts, the Chiefs, the Broncos, the Patriots, all those teams better than them. And I think this game means a lot for Buffalo's where they're at now and what they look like against the Chiefs. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe this is finally that year where Sean McDermott, you haven't done it for me, you never will, goodbye.
Yeah, I get what you're selling, Dusty, but I would go the other way based on how bad the Chiefs were to begin the year, and like they still have to continue to turn out wins. Like they lost some margin for error based on how bad they were playing to begin the year, and I know guys were out. You can make all kinds of excuses. The Jacksonville game also where they just kind of laid down on defense at the end. So I would say this, well, certainly it's big for Buffalo and McDermott. Ultimately, McDermott's fate's going to be determined, obviously, as you said, in the playoffs at the end of the year. But for the Chiefs, like they have to continue to send the message out that they're still marking their territory. And this is a team they're going to have to get down the line. You know, these teams seem to play every year in the playoffs, the Bills and the Chiefs. So I would say I would push back on that and say, hey, wait a minute. Because of what happened earlier this year for the Chiefs, they have to win this game. And I would argue they have to win in somewhat of a dominating fashion. It's not just a late field goal. I think they have to win by a wider margin. Considering how the Bills have played, and remember how bad they looked against the Atlanta Falcons. I know that was a couple of games ago, but they looked terrible in that game. And so that's where I'm at on the game heading into it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on this one. You know, Ben, I think the Chiefs need to do what they do best, and that's just go out there and continue to send a message. And I think this could be that week, that game that we've been waiting for, maybe in the regular season against Buffalo, where they just empty the Jets, because I do think you're right. I still think there are people out there who kind of go, oh, they beat the Raiders, they beat this team. I hear it every single day. So you go out there and you stomp Buffalo, and you put a ton of points against Buffalo and look great against Buffalo, then nobody has anything to come back and say anything to you about anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I know this game's always kind of been expect the unexpected and all that, but I again, based on what has happened, you look at this and you try to – I have this show, Benny versus the Penny, which I've done for a long time. You handicap the game and you're like, okay, every indicator, everything you look at says the Chiefs are going to win this game by two scores, whether, you know, 10 points or something like that going into it because the weak spots that Buffalo has coming in. And yeah, as far as perception, you know, Bob, even if the Chiefs win this game – by 30 points, they'll be, yeah, but the yeah, but crowd. Yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, the yeah, but rabbit will pop up. Yeah, but this guy got hurt for the Bills during the game, or this guy was out. You know, it's always going to be something. So no matter what the Chiefs do, someone's going to attack them. And now, is Taylor going to be at the game this weekend? Do we know if she's going to attend or not? That's the other thing. Does she? What's the record when she attends versus when she doesn't attend? See, who knows?
No doubt. Ben, speaking of the record, how about a guy making $57,000 last night, striking out 12 Dodger batters, and then Blake Snell, or as I should say, Blake Sheld, gave up the game right out of the chute, man. Home run, home run, and now it is 3-2 heading back to Toronto. Is it sad eyes in L.A.?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people, Dusty, that are sad. I just want the Dodgers to win. I did some stuff with them back in the day. I know some people that are still around the team. I'm not devastated. I never really was a big Blake Snell guy. I've had some stuff, you know, the radio show with Blake Snell back during the pandemic. We went back and forth or whatever. I'm blown away that Blake Snell, who got pretty much shelled right away. You have two home runs. First time in World Series history, a team's hit back-to-back home runs to start the game, the Toronto Blue Jays, to begin the game. And so the Dodgers never had a lead. They were never in the game, really. They were behind the entire game. And then he came out, and this is a pet peeve of mine. Blake Snell said it was just bad luck that he pitched poorly in the World Series. He gave up 10 earned runs in his two starts. 10. Now, some of that was the bullpen, but 10 earned runs. It's only three pitchers in the history of the Dodgers that have been that bad in the World Series. And so now the greatest team, all those stories, they're going to win 120 games. The thing about it, which also drives me nuts, is the Dodgers coddled Blake Snell. They baby these guys. They're treated like the royal family when they travel. We talked about that, I think, last week. And then this is how they reward them. Mookie Betts is batting .130 in the World Series. Shohei Ohtani, who, you know, is great, he has these big games, he's 0-7 his last two games and was the losing pitcher in the previous game. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. It's the old line. They've got popcorn problems. There's stuff popping up all over the place. They can't hit. Their bullpen can't get anyone out. The starting pitching is starting to fall apart. Other than that, the Dodgers are right where they want to be.
I want to know more about you and Snell. I want to know about Snellzilla.
Yeah, so back during the pandemic, Blake Snell was pitching for the Tampa Bay Rays. And right when the global, like the whole world shut down, we, of course, had to do talk shows every day, as you guys know from dealing with the business. And so we were looking for things to talk about. And Blake Snell went on his famous rant. It was on Twitch, of all things. He's like, bro, I ain't playing unless I get mine, bro. And then I'm risking my life. You know, he gave these ridiculous comments. And so I, of course, did a couple monologues. And then Blake got his little testy with me on social media and ended up blocking me because he didn't agree with my rant about him and all that, which is funny because one of my friends who I have some people with the Dodgers, good friends with Blake Snell. Like, really good friend. I just didn't like his whole attitude and all that stuff. And it's not, I'm not, my heart is not broken that he has ridden the vomit comet in the World Series. I'm not devastated about it, obviously.
All right, Ben, before we let you get out of here, it was a week ago this NBA gambling story broke, the poker story and all that kind of stuff. Is this just the beginning? Are we going to see more of this? Or is this the small case that they're going to perp walk everybody with and then we'll never hear about it again?
Yeah, so I don't want to get sued, Bob. There are some names that have been passed. I'm sure you've heard stuff too. People love to gossip and they throw names out. Who knows what's true or not? And it really becomes an issue with these kind of things. You know, how deep do they want to cut the wound? Like, there are some big names that have been mentioned, much bigger names than Chauncey Billups. Do they really want to take those people down? That's the question that has to be answered. But they have everything, and one thing about the modern world, everything is on text message. So you fall down that rabbit hole. I know some of these guys in the mob, suppose they use burner phones, but I'm pretty sure these NBA guys are not using at least they're not using disposable phones like the mob is. So if they want to go really into the weeds, they can. And I have to think there's going to be more names that come out and some big names that are out there. It depends how deep they want to cut into it. But this is definitely not the end of it.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy Thursday night football. You got the Dolphins taking on the Ravens, who very well may win that division. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Eat the chicken fingers.
And we'll stop going because you know what? It was a nice Sunday yesterday. I could have gone pumpkin picking. I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider. But no, I watched your sorry ass play. All of us watched your sorry ass play when we could have been down at Lewisburg enjoying cider and donuts.
That's all.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
13 years later. Lewisburg comes through with cider and donuts, yes. Baby!
I'm giving Mac all the credit.
I am, too. He went down there.
Love it
they
there.
Were 2-3, and they haven't lost since.
Heck yes.
Right?
It's a great spot, man.
You went down there after that Jacksonville game, and
true.
They're 3-0 since you went to Lewisburg and got cider and donuts. You want a donut, Dusty?
Not yet. We got something coming up.
Look at these cider and donuts. We got the apple cider donuts. We got three different ciders from our friends over at Lewisburg.
So good.
13 years later. Ooh. And you know what? That was after a Buffalo game.
Which I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was after the Buffalo game.
That was like week 4 or week 3.
It may have been week 2.
I mean, it was early.
It was definitely early in the year.
He was going to Lewisburg, so it had to have been between September and October.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it was. I want to say, guys.
That was 2012, right?
It was 2012, yeah.
It's a great year.
Look it up.
Why?
Great season.
Whoa.
It's the worst season that any NFL team has ever had.
Yeah.
And there's no comparison.
It's crazy.
Because people go, well, Detroit lost all. I'm not talking about on the field here, folks. I'm talking about everything else that took place that year that ended the way that it did in the parking lot of the practice facility that
year.
See,
if we had known that this was going to happen today, you could have done the ultimate scumbag move. Where tomorrow, when we have our Halloween party, you're like, hey, I brought a Lewisburg donuts.
Yeah.
But now you should still and bring the half-empty container.
I should, yeah.
Because all these lame ducks are like, yeah, I'm going to bring chips. I'm like, dude, we've got 8 people bringing chips. We don't need more chips.
That was week 2, guys. It was September 16th. They lost 35-17 to the Buffalo Bills.
Wow. Who would have been the quarterback for the Bills?
It was probably J.P. Rossman.
Yeah.
I'm gonna click on the recap of that game
Somebody
right now.
Somebody says it was a C.J. Spiller game.
Let's see here.
He had like 175 rushing, 3 touchdowns.
Matt Castle, obviously our guy. Peyton Hillis had 11 carries, 66 yards.
Madden cover.
Sean Drone played on the Chiefs that year. Do you guys remember Sean Drone?
Now he's in the air.
Yeah, he is. Receiver, Dwayne Bowe, 8 for 102.
That's a good game.
That's a really good
game. That's 18 points in fantasy.
Yeah, that's a hell of a game. Who are we looking for here? The quarterback of Buffalo?
Is it Orton?
Okay. Oh, no.
J.P. Lawson?
No.
Don't tell me.
I'm not going to just yet.
24. Matt Barkley?
No. That's a good guess, though. That's a hell of a pull right there.
Yes. USC, blonde.
Stud.
2012. Gosh.
In college. Come on, Mac.
Oh, EJ Manuel.
No.
Damn. I was after.
You're gonna punch yourself in the face when I tell you who it is.
Who is it?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Damn it.
10 of 19 that day, 178 yards, 2 touchdowns.
What did C.J. Spiller do that day?
C.J. Spiller, let's see, rushing 15 for 123, 2 touchdowns, 8.2 nice. Yards a carry.
Not bad.
You wonder why I was going to Lewisburg
was
after
he,
that game.
C.J. Spiller Clemson? Or was he Syracuse? Why do I think he went to Clemson?
I don't know. I thought he went to an SEC school.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Clemson.
Yep. He did.
He had him in orange.
There you go.
I knew it was orange.
Yeah.
It was C.J. Spiller going at it after it. Yeah.
One word.
One word. Let's start with Craig Carton. Give me 1 second. This guy.
Felon. Incarcerated. Scam.
This is, I mean, talk about snip, snap, flipping, flopping. Craig Carton, this audio from the beginning of the season.
The guy that called us all inbreds.
Yes. This is the guy who says we do nothing but eat barbecue and inbred with each other, and we're all morons. This is him at the beginning of the season to now, and you catch the difference.
Kansas City Jokers, 0-2, dead last place, not making the playoffs this year. But I think we can now say it. I think we can enjoy it. Ding dong, the witch is dead. the wicked rich is dead.
4 to 6 weeks later.
And it pains me to say it, it does. But the Chiefs Super Bowl vibes, they're bad. And you're not getting Super Bowl vibes? Well, then shame on you when you wake up in February and they're playing in San Francisco for another Super Bowl title.
There's Craig.
I will say corrected. But this is why, again, if you were making those decisions, you look like a fool. I want everybody's comments after week two. I just want to start playing them all. Where everybody was out. Ding dong, the witch is dead and all this kind of stuff. No, they weren't. They never were. You had Andy Reid, you had Patrick Mahomes. They're going to flip this thing around. If you didn't think so, you haven't been watching the NFL and you just wanted somebody to click on your take right there. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Such low, easy hanging fruit to go after the Chiefs. They were never dead. Until Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes say peace out, this team's alive no matter what the situation.
I'm going to bring the text line with myself together on the one word. I'm going to go with this word, clown. Clown, clown. As Hasbulla would say, clown, clown. Bishnish, bishnish. Yeah, he's a clown, dude. That guy, get bent. You're for an sure. idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Get bent.
Look outside, dude.
I mean, I thought the sun was supposed to come out today. I was told there would be sun.
Dude, that,
and
looks,
that happened in the last 2 minutes.
That looks like what Hallow Eve should look
yeah.
like.
Yeah. I mean, the fog is just sitting over.
I love it.
We got a big game coming up this Sunday. Chiefs, Bills, Buffalo Joe, their linebacker, Joe Andreessen. He's from Buffalo, hometown kid. They love him there. He was on the Buffalo Sabres broadcast. This is what he had to say about the town of Buffalo and their sports.
You know, I think we're really more of a hockey town, and then, you know, football is just kind of, you know, we're up north, so I mean, it's always awesome to come to the Sabres.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with him saying that. He grew up there. He knows what that's about, right? That hockey team ever won, how crazy that would be. Ooh. I mean, I've told people for years that this is a baseball town, and there's no doubt about it. This is a major baseball town. Look what happens when the baseball team is good. I think you can be a multiple sport town too. You're just a sports town. Buffalo, a lot like Kansas City. We just love our teams, man. And so if he says they're a hockey town, fine. That's a fair assessment of it, because I'm sure there are a lot of Canadians up in that part of the country that enjoy watching hockey. They may not enjoy watching the NFL.
Yeah, I guess I need to just like adopt a team. I guess the Devils are the team I should adopt.
You should, yes.
But
they won 9 straight going into the game the other night. But it's also still fall puck, and so we don't really discuss it until after the calendar.
It's like the
flips.
Honeymoon phase. Everything and anything is fine, and then 6 months later, you're like, can you stop chomping the ice?
Mm-hmm.
I was doing this 3 weeks ago. That was 3 weeks ago. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I disagree. I don't know, but I'm not from there. But I don't know. I feel like Buffalo. By the way, my old manager, Robin, it was her birthday yesterday. I sent her a text, said, what are you doing? You're going to be out and about. I'll get you something for your birthday. She goes, oh, I'm on my way to Buffalo.
Oh, nice.
Never been to a Buffalo game. Diehard Buffalo fan.
Cool.
Took her entire family there. Her son wants to do one thing, go through a table.
Of course. How old is he?
I think he's like 12, 13.
Oh, very young.
Yeah,
oh,
so he wants to do the table thing. So she's like, before they close the stadium down, I want to go there and watch a game. Why not this game? And I said, well, now you got to go next year because it'll be the new stadium.
Yeah, right.
But yeah.
That's cool. I'm envious of that. That's awesome. Fine. Yeah.
And then one word, Jerry Jones talking about his oil business, talking about making money, says there's $100 billion present value with gas out there, the 83-year-old billionaire
said. You said that wrong. It's $100 billion.
I believe I did say
no,
that.
No, I thought you said million.
Oh, yeah, my fault. $100 billion present value with gas out there, the 83-year-old billionaire said in an interview. That's why I'm talking to you on the telephone rather than trying to fix our defense with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, because that
is great.
But, I mean, how much of that was tongue in cheek, you know, by Jerry Jones? But I mean, let's be honest. If you have something that's worth $100 billion or something that's worth $10 billion, where are you going to focus your money, right? You're going to go to the $100 billion one. Man, this guy's printing money out there and he's leaving the Dallas Cowboys for naught. I think right there, he said probably what everybody's known for years.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do the say it out loud test, right? You can't say, I'm more interested in the gas wells out in you know, West Texas than I am fixing the Dallas Cowboys, because that's going to piss off your fan base. You keep that stuff quiet.
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
Yeah. Biscuit is my word there. Who's having sex with Jerry Jones? Apparently somebody is. Coming up on the other side, it is that time of the day. It's Smash or Pass. Brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with 2 locations, 95th and All, and 135th and Metcalf. and Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more. Online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. We'll do smash or pass. I think we've got an actual candidate here to smash, thanks to Lewisburg Cider Mill. So we'll be right back here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Smash.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Remember, you're going to want to be caller number, let's make it easy, caller number 5 when you hear this.
Work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! That's right, caller number 5, tell Mac you love his new haircut. Tell him that you think he's awesome.
And Mac's
that you
awesome.
Laugh, and you have a chance at $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu. Casey's Best Steaks now with 2 locations, 95th and Hull and 135th at Metcalf. Shawnee Mission Ford as well, on a mission to do more. Online at Shawnee Mission Ford as we dive into Smash or Pass, as we do every single Thursday at this time. Guys, I need you to control the show. I'll be right back.
All right. See you later.
All right. See you later.
That sounds good. Yeah.
All right. We'll
see you later.
Been waiting for this moment.
No, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But man, I think it's all wings, right? I think even Dusty's going to make wings this weekend.
Yeah, it's all Buffalo related. Yes. And so we're going to smash or pass when it comes to the drums or the flats here. And I will tell you, I am only going with the flats, Mac, if I have nothing else to go with at that point in time, right? If there are no drums left, then I will go to the flats, right? I don't like the flats. I want
to
see the drumsticks. Give
easier
me the
dip.
Drummers. It's so much easier to dip.
Yeah, with the flat, I'm like trying to find an angle. I'm like dipping the cup to kind of get it to pour over it and kind of drizzle. And then I've got it on my fingers because I didn't pour correctly.
Right.
It's sliding down. The wing, it's built for that little dipping cup, baby.
Yep, it's perfect for that. So yeah, give me the wings, give me the drums all the time.
My fault.
Absolutely all the time. All right, we're moving on. Favorite wing flavor. What is your favorite wing flavor to go out there and smash?
I've been kind of in a lemon pepper.
Oh, okay.
Lately, so lemon pepper would probably be mine.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
What do you got there?
Wow. Looks like Dusty just brought us, or at least me, a triple threat. Nothing bundt cake made with Reese's and Oreo.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Oh, my. Yes, yes, I will smash that. Yeah.
Bob already knows he's smashing
that. Yeah, I will smash that. Now, I got donuts from Lewisburg and nothing bundt cake. Okay, what are you trying to do to me? What are you trying to do to me? Okay.
Ooh, that looks good.
Trying to fatten me up here for winter because it is eating season, as we've well established. Eating season begins officially tomorrow here in these United States of America. So yeah, we're gonna be eating to the rest of the year. I'm not interested in doing that.
Oh my gosh, yeah, this is a unit of a cake.
Yeah,
you can tell this is gonna be.
I mean, it's dense, it's thick,
yes,
it's heavy,
yes.
And then I got a dozen of these cider donuts here. You know,
well, did you see what the flavor is?
Oh yeah, I saw what the flavor was on it. Yeah.
So you know how we booed Joe,
right?
Yes.
So I went and got her a bundt cake yesterday. I was like, well, which one do you get? Well, by God, they had the triple treat. So it's Oreo and Reese's and a bundt cake, and I'm going to ruin the surprise. In the middle is peanut butter.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, get you a little spoon there.
All right, that'll go home later.
Yeah.
See you after dinner.
Jen's going to think he's in the bedroom cheating. He's going to be like, oh, is that Shannon Sharp? No, it's Bob eating this nothing bundt cake.
Yeah, got to smash it later. My favorite wing flavor, as we're doing that, you said lemon pepper, mm-hmm. Cajun butter from Smokehouse. There's no better wing than the Cajun butter wing. And Morin Moon, you know, he'll say that as well. It's the best wings he's ever had. So the Cajun butter wings at Smokehouse Barbecue, sign me up. What's your favorite flavor of wing?
Where do I start?
And there's nothing wrong with just regular buffalo sauce.
Yeah, my old buffalo, yeah. Absolutely.
No, I love, we do it. My buddy taught me how to do it. It's the Hildebrand way is what they call it. The wings, the flavor we do now is a combo of Parmesan, garlic, and wing sauce.
Oh.
Well, I like that.
Mm. It's
I like
awesome.
That a lot, yeah.
Because this weekend I'm going to smoke a bunch of wings out, and I'm going to do half Parmesan, garlic, and buffalo. The other one I'm going to do, which is a common theme a lot of places, which is like barbecue, like spicy barbecue and buffalo sauce mixed.
Oh, okay.
So I need to do that, like Johnny's and stuff like that. I know Maloney will do that at the landing sometimes. What do you want for your sauce? Like, mix me up, baby. But yeah, I like the Parmesan garlic mixed with buffalo, and then the buffalo mixed with the barbecue. Mm-hmm. Kind of do it that way. So I'm also not opposed to like any wing flavor. I love mango habanero. I love like Asian zing.
The Asian zing, Thai insane. Chili.
The sweet good. Zing wings at Smokehouse are like kind of those Asian. They're fantastic. Yeah. They're, but I mean, I got to go with the Cajun butter every time. You know, it's like you got your old standby, but those sweet zing ones at Smokehouse are phenomenal.
Okay, that's good to know because I've only had the Cajun butter because it's hard not to get the Cajun butter when you go
there. Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah.
So good. Oh, he's.
Have you tried it?
I haven't.
Yeah, it looks good. Yet? Yeah. I'll watch you eat it. Yeah.
My God.
Mm-hmm. And that's it for the day. Just one bite. That's all you need. Oh, that thing will be done before if we get to 8 o'clock.
Finally, let me get in
that
here.
That is insanely rich.
Yeah, I can imagine how rich that is. Yeah, I'm surprised you're devouring that thing based on the way that you don't like the salty, sweet stuff. And that looks like it. I mean, you're going to need, like you said, you're going to need that EpiPen. You know, you're going to have that diabetes shock,
I only
man.
I took one little bite.
Going to have.
Dude.
Wow. Good. See, I'm not going to do it to myself.
Okay.
I'm just not. I'm going to wait till later when I can enjoy this pantsless.
It's better than I thought.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's better than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, I'm sure it is. I'm just going to let it sit.
That's insane.
I know if I open that, it will be gone by the time the day is over. And I'm not interested in doing that right now.
I wonder how many people go to Nothing Bundt Cakes today. The triple treat, man.
Man.
That is
incredible.
Wow. The cake is actually like Oreo. And then there's Reese's Pieces and Oreo chunks with the buttercream frosting or whatever the hell they use. Good. Dude. I also love the peanut wings. I'm a huge peanut wing guy.
Their flavor is really good.
It's insane. The blue cheese.
The blue cheese
that.
Is great. It's homemade. It's the best. Got to go to 50th and Main location. That's the old school.
I'm also, it doesn't matter which part of the wing. I can get the whole wing like they do with the peanut.
Yes, and love the whole wing.
And I can do flat or drum. I don't really have, I mean, I love the drum. But like I've done this many times before, and we've done this on this show recently.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone is drum.
Yeah.
No one's team, or everyone's flat.
Everyone's
team drum.
I say F the flats, man. Like, get rid of those things. Just get rid of them. I will pay a little bit extra to get all drums.
See, it's great when we get wings. Sorry, I'm washing down my triple treat with a Lewisburg cider donut. Hannah always likes the flats, so it's great. Drum, I get the drum, she gets the flats. Beautiful.
And we bring that up because obviously Buffalo this weekend, the originator of the wings. Buffalo wings, yeah, baby.
Like, if I never have another flat again, I would be fine.
Be okay.
I would move on with life. Load me up with the drumsticks. But I also don't want a really big drumstick either because that's like, it's got to be, I'm a pain in the ass. Just next topic.
Yeah, some people bring it in there. It's Caribbean Jerk, big fan.
Good flavor, yeah.
Great, yeah. Not mad about that. Nashville Hot Wing, great.
Yep.
Third Street Social has great wings. They put them on like a little piece of white bread. So when you finish your wings, you got that moist,
that's the
sauced
best.
Bread. You just fold up and dip in the ranch. They got really good wings there. Stewie McBrew's good wings as well. They do like a Asian habanero mixture that's good. They do the...
You know who has the worst wings? No, I'm not going to say.
Yeah. Hooters. No, I'm kidding. Like the new technique that a lot of places start to use, not a new technique, but the one that I always have loved is you can't beat smoked wings, right? But like a lot of people now do the sauce and chard and sauce.
Yeah, those are good. We called them trashed wings back in the day where you sauced them, you fried them again, and then threw them on top of the grill. And yeah, there's so many ways that you can cook these things right now.
You might get me to eat meatloaf.
Ah, yeah,
yes.
you're going to be in, huh?
I might do this one because I went to Mooney. Down at, I think it's Riverfront down there in that area.
Okay.
It's like a transfusion restaurant. So it's like Thai and like Asian and Mexican all together.
It's called Fusion. Yeah. Fusion, transfusion would be giving you blood.
That's right. Yeah. Fusion. There you go. And they had, empanadas that were like Thai empanadas. And they had Philly cheesesteak egg rolls.
Oh, Philly cheesesteak egg rolls are a home run every time.
Yeah. Don't know why I'm not making those on the Blackstone.
Yeah.
We'll start doing that. But yeah, Philly cheesesteak meatloaf.
It looks great.
Smash for sure. I'd probably smash that.
Yeah. I love meatloaf. Red Door has the best meatloaf. I absolutely love it. I'll tell you, Hereford House had great meatloaf back in the day, but you know.
Well,
that didn't have
asparagus.
Yeah. But their meatloaf was good.
Why does a jus taste like asparagus?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we found out.
Yep.
Do they like sear their meatloaf and then, or is it oven and then they just cut it? Because some people will do that. They'll
Yeah, I think they did sear it a little bit. I'm trying to remember now. I don't know. But meatloaf is good, man. It is so good. As a kid, you never liked it.
Still don't.
Oh, I've always loved it.
Yeah. You like meatloaf, sloppy joes?
Do you like sloppy joes?
Oh, yeah.
I do too. He doesn't like sloppy joes. Sloppy joes are a winner for the kids.
Do you like SOS?
No.
S on a shingle? It's like open chip toes, beef, chip beef, and white gravy. Yeah, I'll eat that, but I won't eat meatloaf. I know that I'm weird.
Yeah.
I get it. Do you like open face sandwiches?
Yeah. I do not.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that.
What's the texture?
It's the bread.
You
the
don't
whole
like
thing.
The wet bread.
I don't.
So like, if you get a rack of ribs and they put bread underneath it, you won't eat that bread? Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, best bread.
I will fight somebody for that piece of bread. But meatloaf, all right. The Philly cheesesteak meatloaf, though, looks pretty solid.
It does.
Peppers, onions, cheese, all that sort of stuff, and I would definitely smash.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah!
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Yes! That's right. Caller number 5. Tell Mac that you enjoy his new haircut, you think he's awesome, and that he has a really nice laugh, because all three are accurate and true.
Mac's awesome.
On the other side, there was a big, big extension signing yesterday, and somebody came back home, and he's going to wear the number 69. That's right. Extension and 69, all in one topic here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.